The military has run Burma, also known as Myanmar, for nearly 50 years now, and the military will continue to rule the Southeast Asian country regardless of the outcome of this Sunday's election. That's the conclusion that Burma's ethnic minority groups have reached. Several of them, including the largest, the Karen, are not only boycotting the upcoming vote, they're preparing for war. Stephanie Geyer-Stevens is in Thailand, across from Burma. She sent us this report from May Sot, home to many Karen refugees.
Lamu fled Burma about a month ago with his wife and six kids. Now he and his family are living on the Thai side of the border, camping in the jungle. When asked if he wants to vote, he seems nervous, and he speaks so softly I can barely hear him.
No one ever asked me a question like this. I don't dare to talk about it.
That's understandable. Burma's military regime, which calls itself the State Peace and Development Council, regularly arrests anyone who criticizes the government.
I don't want to vote because I want to live in peace.
Lamu and his wife don't believe they can vote for anyone other than the current military regime. And Lamu's wife says it wouldn't matter anyway, since the government will win regardless of how anyone votes.
Even if I vote, nothing will change for me.
But they fear what's coming after the election. The government has been battling ethnic rebel movements since 1948, and there's concern that will now intensify. Each of the six major ethnic groups has its own militia. In the months leading up to the election, the government has tried to force those militias into becoming part of its border guard force. Most of the groups refused, but one of the Karen ethnic groups agreed. Lamu served as a lieutenant in that group.
Then I had to wear the border guard force uniform. That's when I realized that I would have to fight my own people.
Lamu decided to desert rather than become part of the Burmese military, and he says other fighters decided to go as well.
We thought we should do something to get out of there, so we just left our home.
It seems the government's pressure has managed to unify the various opposition groups. Six of the largest ethnic armies vow to defend each other if the Burmese military attacks any of them. That seems likely. According to Lamu, orders have already been given to strike after the election.
I was told by leaders that before the election, there would not be any battles. But after the election, we will be fighting, including fighting our own people.
And that's something that Lamu and many others who fled in recent weeks were not willing to do. For The World, I'm Stephanie Geyer-Stevens in May Sot, Thailand.
Lou Olkowski co-reported our story. It was produced with funding from the Center for Investigative Reporting.